Today on More to Life, please stop. We're talking about people-pleasing. Are you exhausted from trying to make everyone happy all the time? We've got the cure for the disease to please. 877-573-7825. All of us want a great and grace-filled marriage, family, personal life. St. John Paul's Theology of the Body gives us a blueprint for making that happen.
More to life. Happy couples find little ways to say I do every day.
Faithful insights. Effective tools.
Raising godly kids requires more than stopping bad behavior.
That's right. It means finding ways to make our faith the source of the warmth in our homes.
Practical. Theology of the Body-based answers for every part of your life.
God gave us our feelings. We don't have to be afraid of them.
And we just have to make sure that the first thing we do is ask Him how He wants us to deal with it.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to life.
Good morning, everyone. You are listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
And I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, the show is titled, Please Stop. We're talking about people-pleasing. Are you exhausted from trying to make everyone happy all the time? And usually failing miserably, if, my understanding and experience is anything to say about that.
At least in your head. Right? You know, you're working to make everybody happy all the time, and either there are people who you very much know because they let you know that you are not making them happy. But often, we are working really hard to make everybody happy, and just the messages in our own head keep saying, it's never going to be enough. I'm never going to really make them happy. This isn't going to work. They're going to have a problem. And it just drains our energy and our joy and our peace.
Well, if you are in that position, we are here to help with the cure for the disease to please. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. And tell us, are you afraid to set boundaries with somebody in your life because you worry about creating conflict with them? Maybe you find yourself thinking, how can I address this problem without upsetting so-and-so? Or you find yourself swallowing your needs, opinions, or concerns, even when speaking up may very well be the right thing to do. Maybe you've got somebody in your life, you know, maybe that's a parent, your spouse, a little or even adult child or friend whose reactions you feel responsible for, and you'd like help breaking free from that pressure. Maybe you just feel guilty whenever someone is unhappy with you, even when you haven't done anything wrong. Well, if so, you might be suffering from the disease to please, and we want to help you find the cure today on More to Life. The number, 877-573-7825.
Well, there's another scenario that springs to mind as we're talking about this, and that is the people around the person who you're trying to work with or draw boundaries with or help in some way.
What do you mean?
Well, I know that there are a lot of instances in my life and the lives of friends of mine who maybe have a sibling or someone that they care for and care about, and they know that bringing up something about this person's behavior, their responsibility level, their drinking, whatever it is that you're saying, I know if I really reached out to this person, I could make a difference for myself or this other person. And then you know the entire family that
is
goes out
turn
forever.
On you. Yeah.
Friends are just going to just, how could you do this to this person? Don't you know what they're going through? How can you be so pushy? What do you mean you're going to blow up the holidays?
So dealing with somebody else who has that disease to please when we're trying to do something right and they're getting in our way.
It just becomes this crowd of people who are disabling us from being able to do anything good, because we know if we try to work with one person, it's going to cause a riot among the whole group of people around them. And that's really difficult.
Now, that's a great point. So if any of these scenarios are resonating for you and you're feeling like, yeah, you know what? Maybe God had me tune into this show for a particular reason today. Maybe He wants to cure me of this disease to please. Well, listen to that call and call us at 7825.
And again, especially if you're finding that even especially around certain events, holidays, graduations, birthdays, anniversaries for people, where suddenly everything is supposed to be so wonderful, and all you can think is, I'm doing the best I can, it'll never be enough. Something's going to go wrong. I'm so exhausted by all of this. Why can't I step back from this and just enjoy myself? No matter when that is, this is the show to call into today to help get some peace and some joy and some effective answers to all of that stuff that's going on in your mind, your heart, and your relationships. Give us a call today on More to Life at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
Every day on More to Life, we take a look at the topic of the day through the lens of St. John Paul's Theology of the Body. And, you know, you might, when you hear that, you might think, how could some theology help me with the disease to please? Well, turns out a whole lot. So here's the thing. St. John Paul, when he was Pope, he asked a really big question. Basically, he said, you know, look, if we take everything God's given us, creation, salvation history, scripture, and we use that to discern some universal principles for God's plan for human flourishing and healthy, holy relationships, what would that look like? And his answer to that question became what we call the theology of the body.
And the theology of the body reminds us that we were created for generous, self-giving love. But looking through the lens of the theology of the body, we can see that authentic generosity is very different from people-pleasing. See, people-pleasing looks like love on the surface, but it's really driven by fear. Fear of upsetting someone, fear of conflict, fear of losing approval, fear of not measuring up.
And as scripture tells us, you know, perfect love casts out fear. So in the sense that this kind of fear is the opposite of authentic love. You know, the theology of the body says that Christians are called to build relationships founded on mutual self-giving, where each person in a relationship gives everything they can reasonably give each other to help each other become what God created them to be in this life and get each other to heaven in the next. But people-pleasing actually undermines all that.
And that's because people-pleasing keeps us from doing what's truly loving. When we're terrified of disappointing someone, we might avoid setting healthy boundaries or refusing to say something the other person really needs to hear. We make choices based on what will avoid conflict instead of what we believe will help the other person grow.
And that's the key difference, right? So people pleasers work for love instead of working from love. They give because they feel that they have to earn love from others. But authentic self-giving is rooted in the confidence that comes from being loved by God and knowing that we're loved by God. When we're rooted in that love, that love from God, we can love others with courage, even when it ruffles feathers.
Psychologically speaking, people-pleasing keeps the brain on high alert. You're constantly scanning for signs that someone's upset. It's stressful, and it can cause us to feel burned out, resentful, ineffective, but when we act from genuine love, secure in being loved by God, then we can relax. We're able to be honest and present and free.
And the theology of the body invites us into that freedom. It reminds us that God doesn't want us to feel trapped in relationships where we're responsible for everybody else's happiness all the time. He wants us to love him first, know that we're loved by him, and then love others boldly, truthfully, without fear.
And that's the kind of love that makes our relationships healthy and builds the kingdom of God and builds our relationship with Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Because we can bring this people-pleasing into our relationship with God. If I do something wrong, God's not going to love me. If I step out of line, he might not judge me well. If I don't get to confession every moment of every day, then I'm just not going to be loved by God. So many of us have our earthly relationships kind of fracture our relationship with God and how much he loves us. And when we're not experiencing that, it's hard for us to love others in a rightly ordered, self-donative way.
So let's talk it out. 877-573-7825. Today's show titled, Please Stop. We're talking about people-pleasing. And if you are exhausted from trying to make everyone happy, if you feel guilty when people are upset with you, even when you've not done anything wrong, if you have a hard time setting boundaries or saying things that need to be said because you're afraid of upsetting someone or creating conflict, you might be suffering from the disease to please. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825.
And maybe, as I said, you don't know a particular person that's triggering that in you, but you're very much thinking, well, I've got that whole crowd of people coming over. I better scrub my baseboards till they're shining brightly. I better find the perfect present. And if I don't, I will somehow fail the present competition. We have all of this stuff that just goes on in our heads that attacks us, but we don't know where it came from or how to fix it. So let's talk about that today and give you some relief and some peace. Give us a call today on More to Life at 877-573-7825.
Let's take our concerns to the Lord, and we'll start taking your questions. In the name of the Father,
the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Lord, your servant St. John Paul reminded us that we were created to use everything that you've given us to work for the good of others. We're created to be generous, to be self-giving in all of our relationships, and to build each other up. But help us to know the difference between that authentic generosity and an authentic self-giving love and people-pleasing. Help us to catch ourselves when we are tempted to not say or do things that we believe would be right or good or working for the ultimate good of a person because we're afraid of upsetting them or causing conflict or rocking the boat. Help us to know how to speak our needs and our concerns, and even our opinions, respectfully and charitably, but firmly, with the expectation that the people who love us will respond in kind, as opposed to swallowing all of those things and becoming resentful. Help us to really know how to cooperate with your grace so that we can participate in mutually self-giving relationships with people who are committed to working for our ultimate good, just as we are called to work for theirs. We ask all this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And in the name of the Father,
the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Today's show titled, Please Stop. We're talking about people-pleasing and recovering from it. If you're exhausted from trying to make everyone happy, if you're tired of not setting boundaries or expressing concerns or addressing issues because you're afraid of upsetting someone, give us a call, 877-573-7825.
We have an question here, from Leah, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Dallas. And she says, I am a wife and a mom of four kids under the age of 10. I love my mother very much, but she can be extremely demanding and disapproving. She calls or drops in at random times and expects me to stop whatever I'm doing to give her my full attention. If I tell her it's not a good time, she gets sad or withdrawn and sometimes gives me the silent treatment for days. I know I'm supposed to honor my parents, and I really do care about her feelings, but I have a home to run and kids to take care of. How can I set healthy limits without making her feel like I don't love her? And that's Leah in Dallas.
Thank you, Leah. And I think you're the last sentence is kind of the key to everything, where you say, you know, how can I set healthy limits with her without making her feel like I don't love her? You can't. And you're going to have to get past that. And here's why, right? Because your mom, I believe unconsciously and unintentionally, knows that when she gets upset, people dance to make her happy. And so it becomes a strategy. I call it an unhealthy love language. You know, so this kind of demanding and withholding approval, you know, sad sack kind of pouting when she doesn't get her way kind of thing. It's a love language. It's a way that she uses to keep people attending to her and in relationship with her. It's not a healthy way, but it is a way. And, you know, when people behave that way, they know that other people will try harder to make them happy or work harder to not disappoint them in the first place. And so she's giving you responsibility for her feelings. And because you were raised that way, you learned that it was your job to take care of mom's feelings, when really it's our own job to take care of our own feelings, right? Like, you know, so she has a right to be disappointed if she doesn't get what she wants. We all do, right? But that's my problem. Like, if Lisa says no to me about something, I might be sad about that or frustrated, but, you know, that's just kind of, I have to accept that, right? And I have to kind of work through that.
And frankly, the invitations that other people give us to do that, and we're not talking about not, you know, somebody just going, well, you know, go sit on a tack, there's nothing I can do for you, and being nasty about not meeting your needs and never meeting your needs. But when somebody cannot meet those needs in the way you're talking about, it's actually an invitation for us to turn to God and grow and experience those feelings and learn how to self-regulate and meet our needs.
And I'm going to go back to your point about, you know, we're not just suggesting that Leah just say to her mom, you know, take a long walk off a short pier.
No, not at all.
It's more like, hey, mom, you know, I really love you and I'd love to get together. I'm available to talk to you every day at X o'clock, right? Or I can visit with you these days and these times.
Or, you know, she's saying she's dropping by. Well, you're in the middle of everything. Instead of stopping, saying, oh, Mom, I'm folding laundry, how about giving me a hand so we can chat? Oh, I'm chopping the vegetables for dinner, how about giving me a hand so we can chat and get things done? Your mom, as the non-parent of little kids, should be showing up to take care of you.
And we're saying this as parents of adult kids, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, if I go to my daughter's house, I'm going to look around and say, what do you need me to do? You want me to do laundry? You want me to empty your dishwasher? What can I do? It's not going to be, okay, now I'm going to sit down and I'm going to hold court for 4 hours and destroy your whole day.
But the point is, and whether you do these specific things or not, the point is, give your mom a way to meet her need that works for you.
Yeah.
And you're not, and if she acts like you're denying her or that you're rejecting her, you're not doing either of those things. Don't accept that interpretation. Setting a healthy boundary means giving a person a healthy way to get their need met that works for you. So you're respecting the what, but you're asking her to be flexible about the how and the when. That's a reasonable thing. That's the difference, by the way, between somebody who's assertive and somebody who's selfish. Somebody who's assertive will say, look, this is the what, right? What I need or what I want is important. But I'm willing to work with you on the how and the when so that I can meet your needs too. But somebody who's selfish says, I want what I want, how I want it, and when I want it. And that's not loving. That's not appropriate. That's not healthy. And we deserve to have boundaries set on us whenever we act that way. Not boundaries in the sense of cutting people off, but boundaries in the sense of, well, I can give you what you want or need, but we have to do it this way or at this time. So we're negotiating the how and the when, even though we're honoring the what. So honoring your mom means honoring the fact that she wants to spend time with you, but giving her ways to do that work for you. And if that doesn't work for her, she can decide. You know, does she want everything the way she wants it, when she wants it, and how she wants it, or is she willing to work with you on this, in which case you guys can have a relationship. We talk more about this in our book, God Help Me, These People Are Driving Me Nuts, Making Peace with Difficult People. But we also can help you get to that place where you can feel more confident setting those boundaries in a loving way with your mom if you reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com. We can hook you up with a faithful, professional Catholic counselor to help you navigate these challenging waters of having a relationship with a parent as an adult. All right, 877-573-7825. Today's show is titled, Please Stop, as we talk about people-pleasing. And if you're exhausted from trying to make everyone happy, you're tired of feeling like you can't set boundaries or limits or address concerns because you're afraid of upsetting someone, give us a call, 877 877- 573-7825. We'll be back in a minute with your calls. Plus, we'll be joined by Bill Donahue of the Theology of the Body Institute. He'll be sharing some more insights on people-pleasing and how to overcome it. Stick around for that and a whole lot more in a minute.
Hi, I'm Angie. Did you know a billboard can save a baby's life? It's true. You can make a difference this holiday by helping us spread the pro-life message to reach those who are struggling with an unplanned pregnancy. Our billboards and ads feature our 800 hotline for help, which connects people to pro-life centers nationwide that can assist with free medical help, baby supplies, and more. Won't you join us in this season of giving? Please make a gift today. Visit ProLifeAcrossAmerica.org. That's ProLifeAcrossAmerica.org.
You like pizza? Me too. And for that, we can thank our friend, Tom Monahan. First, he starts with $900 and opens one pizza shop. Then it's worldwide, thousands of shops. But all this was just a warm-up for his greatest achievement yet. He built a university.
God inspired Tom to build up generations of men and women who have a hunger to reach the world for Christ. This place is Ave Maria University.
Visit avemaria.edu to see what's next.
Steve and Janet Ray here, announcing our pilgrimage to charming Ireland and its rich Catholic heritage. The shrines are nestled in the quaint Emerald Isle. Lovely people, marvelous food, sweeping vistas. Everyone's favorite is Mass at Our Lady of Knock and its Eucharistic apparition. We hope you can join us in August, along with our Irish chaplain, Father James Conlon.
To learn more about your Ave Maria Radio trip, find the Ave Maria Radio Travel tab at avemariaradio.net.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically owned shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria mutual funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria mutual funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria mutual funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit avemariafunds.com.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. Today's show is titled Please Stop, as we talk about overcoming the disease to please. Joining us right now, Bill Donahue from the Theology of the Body Institute. Bill, welcome to More to Life.
Good morning and happy and holy Advent to you both.
And with your spirit. So you wanted to talk about some insights from St. John Paul's favorite philosopher that kind of speak to this question of people-pleasing.
Yes, the great Hans Urs von Balthasar, whose name is a mouthful and whose theology is a heartful. He's so good.
And if we use that name, we know we're not just messing around here. So let's get down to business. There's some serious stuff to unpack.
We're no longer in the shallow end. I don't think you guys are ever in the shallow end of the pool, though.
Well, thank you for saying
so. Your topic's great, by the way. I'm thinking about this concept, right, of walking around on eggshells and staying at the surface just to keep peace. But John Paul II and his favorite philosophers, we're going to see, call us Duke and Altum into the deep, right? To be authentically, vibrantly human and alive is to engage. So here's the quote from von Balthasar. It's from The Grain of Wheat. He says, holiness consists in enduring God's glance. Our glance is mostly brushed by each other indirectly. They turn quickly away. We give ourselves personally, but not socially. We flee from him to external works, but the best thing would be to surrender one's naked heart to the fire of this all-penetrating glance. Okay, bam. Von Balthasar is talking about enduring the look of the Father, but I really feel John Paul II's theology of the body calls us to see that face of the Father in every body. So what a challenge to endure the glance of another, not just to keep peace or stay on the surface, but to be present, pillared, standing strong, and engaging and encountering. I am challenged by this awesome quote, but I think it's the path to authentically being human.
Well, you know, as I'm sitting here reflecting on what you're saying, I guess what strikes me, and I'm curious what your thoughts are about this, that you know, seeing that the Father's gaze in every person, to me, means that I'm seeing the person that God is calling them to be. I'm loving them for who they are, but I'm also recognizing what you know we are called to be in God's love. And I'm I'm working for that vision. I'm trying to help you become everything God created you to be, and same, you're trying to help me become everything God created me to be. And as we look at each other, you know, and see that true vision of each other, you know, that's what helps us overcome that tendency to just say what we need to say to get through the moment.
And to really see what they're called to be, and hope and work for that, rather than just thinking, well, if you just got Jesus, you'd be fixed and I could tolerate you. It's very much as JP2 did, looking into the heart, mind, and soul of the other and asking God, what do you want me to be in their lives? And that's really important.
Think about how thrilling, adventurous, and perilous this is, because we're in this crucible of community when we're making relationships and friendships and family connections, this purifying glance. So yeah, it's not just I'm right and you're wrong, or let me, it's how can we each somehow chisel away at our own over self-consciousness or our own impatience, so every encounter can in this way really be a saint making opportunity. I mean, that it's exciting but scary.
Well, it is. But and that's kind of a great way to summarize the entire Christian walk, right? Exciting, but a little scary. And I want to thank you for sharing those insights with us today, Bill. And if folks would like to learn more about your good work, where can they go for more information?
Oh, we'd love to have you in our class here at the Institute. The website, tobinstitute.org.
tobinstitute.org. And we're taking your calls right now at 877-573-7825. The show is titled Please Stop. We talk about overcoming the disease to please. 877-573-7825. More to Life will continue with your calls coming up after the break.
He was a doctor of the church and one of the most famous saints of all time.
Matthew Bunsen and the Doctors of the Church.
St. Augustine is honored for his immense contributions to theology, but he balanced his genius with humility. Once declared, it was pride that changed angels into devils. It is humility that makes men as angels. He died in 461.
For more about the Doctors of the Church, visit doctorsofthechurch.com.
What makes you happy? Truly and completely happy. Not just for a day or a year. What makes you truly, completely happy day in, year out? St. Thomas Aquinas says, God alone satisfies. Each and every one of us in the human race desire happiness. Our Creator, God, implanted that desire in our spiritual DNA so that we would be drawn to Him alone who can completely fulfill that desire. The Beatitudes respond to that yearning for happiness, says the Catechism of the Catholic Church, because they reveal the ultimate end of human acts. God calls us to His own Beatitude, characterized variously as the coming of the kingdom of God, the vision of God, the joy of the Lord, or entering into God's rest. This is Peggy Stanton, and this has been the Order of Malta's Minute with the Catechism.
As Christmas approaches, it brings an opportunity to reflect on our responsibilities and resolve to protect those we love. Giving your family the assurance of a secure future is a profound act of care. Through our partnership with mycatholicwill.com/AVE, you can allocate assets to the individuals and causes you hold dear, all at no cost from the privacy of your home. Secure your legacy and honor your faith. mycatholicwill.com/AVE.
Hi, I'm Lisa Popcheck. We parents are only human, and that's a good thing. But it also means that sometimes we say and do things around our family that we wish we hadn't. When that happens, have you ever considered apologizing to your child or spouse? It doesn't have to be a big deal. You can say something like, you know, I can tell I really hurt you when I yelled at you earlier today. I'm sorry. Can you forgive me? Some parents worry that apologizing might undermine their authority. But for Christians, true authority isn't about power and control. Rather, it flows from trusting, healthy relationships. Asking forgiveness helps to build that good kind of authority. It shows our kids that our relationship with them is based on love, truth, and generosity. Most importantly, it shows that God is the ultimate authority in our home. When God rules our lives, we don't need to constantly project some false image of our own perfection. We can admit our mistakes because our identity and worth are rooted in our inherent dignity as God's beloved children, a dignity that doesn't depend on our perfection, but rather on God's limitless love for us. To get more help and resources, visit CatholicCounselors.com.
Back, folks. You're listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, the show is titled Please Stop, as we talk about overcoming the disease to please. If you're tired of making everyone happy or trying to make everyone happy all the time, we've got the cure. Give us a call at 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Rob, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Colorado.
Rob, welcome to More to Life. How can we help you out today?
Thanks. I have to first say that I'm very impressed with you guys' program here. Very impressed.
Very kind. Thank you. Well, I'm thrilled that you're listening. So thanks for calling. How can we help you out today?
It's great so far. I guess before I forget, could I have you maybe just spell out your name so that I and other people could look for your guys' book?
Oh, no problem.
Yeah, P-O-P-C-A-K. And you can learn more about it at CatholicCounselors.com, where we have all of our stuff there. So check it out. But you told our screener that you're a people pleaser and you want to try to stop being that way. Is there somebody in particular that you're struggling in that pleasing relationship?
Just everybody, probably.
Aww, just everybody. So how's it affecting your life? What's going on, Rob?
How's it affecting my life? I don't want to say it's destroying it, but it's not helping it because other people seem to use that as a good reason to take advantage of you, I think.
Sure, that happens. When they know that you're going to go out of your way to help them out or make them happy, they feel like they've got an open door to ask for whatever they want.
So, Rob, let me ask, are you, you asked, how can you stop being there? You said you're not Catholic, but are you a Christian of some kind or another?
No, I'm Jewish, actually.
Okay. Well, then, you go to the source, so good for you.
I guess you could say sort of, but not exactly.
Are you practicing?
Pro-Christian.
No, but either way, I mean, even Judaism, are you practicing your faith?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Well, the reason we ask that is because...
Yeah, and I have to say, because I have a extended family history of Judaism, and I have to say that there is the whole kind of idea of like, you need to do a mitzvah. You need to do this. There's a whole thing in Judaism, just like in Christianity, that it says we need to go above and beyond, which we do. We need to be looking for ways to bless others and to honor God, which we do. But it's when it gets off kilter, when it becomes more about us looking good to other people, or being manipulated by people like you're talking about, Rob, which we really can leave the door open to when we're into people-pleasing, that's when it's not in alignment with any kind of Judeo-Christian beliefs.
Yeah, and so, the answer to your question, how can I stop being this way, is where, let me put this in language that maybe really resonate for you. What's the one commitment? Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one, right? And at any time we put anybody else's voice above God, we're committing idolatry, right? And so anytime we say, I'm going to listen to what makes this person happy as opposed to doing what God is saying to do to work for their ultimate good, I'm making them an idol in my life.
Now, you're not saying that to condemn anybody.
No.
But it's the measuring stick that allows us to say, wait a minute, is this in right order with what God is asking of me? Or is it not? Are these people or my own desire to please people getting put in pride of place over my desire to please God and to live by His words.
And so whether you are a Christian or as you are Jewish, making sure that we're putting God's desires above the people around us and asking, you know, how can I respond to this person in a way that brings out the best in me and helps them and invites them to be their best selves as well? Because that is what God is asking us to do. He's always asking us to behave in a manner that allows us to be our best selves and invites or challenges the other person to be their best selves too. Anytime we do anything other than that, we're putting somebody else's voice above God and effectively making them an idol.
And that's why when we do this, when we put somebody else's voice above God, we start to not feel right. The relationships start to feel less than edifying, less than godly in some way. We start to feel diminished. We start to feel like we can never measure up. We start to feel exhausted or frustrated or angry at them. Why don't they care about me the way I care about them? All of those kind of off-kilter feelings are the big alarm bells that are going off that's saying, wait a minute, let's stop and take a look at this and see what God wants me to be doing in this situation.
So now that's the theological answer. Psychologically speaking, people pleasers tend to be raised in households where it wasn't necessarily safe. When I want it to be themselves, and what I mean by that, I don't mean you're necessarily abused or whatever, but you know, for example, in an alcoholic household, or a household where there was a lot of chaos.
Just a parent that wasn't emotionally mature, so they used your feelings to sort of manipulate a situation or get what they wanted.
What happens in that situation is the child growing up in that environment learns that they have to look out, they have to protect themselves because they can't count on their grown-ups to look out for them. So I've got to make sure as a kid that I'm never doing anything to rock the boat. I'm always doing things to make mom or dad happy, because if they're not happy, then I end up paying for it. Or if I do anything that causes drama, it's going to get out of hand. And so we end up becoming hyper-vigilant and always working really hard to make sure everybody around us is happy so I can keep myself safe.
Well, as Leah, our first listener, was talking about, she said she like really has to kind of be scanning all the time to pick up on what her mother's emotions are so that she can make sure her mother's happy. We get into this place where we're constantly scanning for other people's feelings when we put God's word, God's way of calling us to live in His right order, when He is God instead of other people becoming our idols, we can calm down and not have to do that, because we only have to focus on that one point. What will make God happy? And if we're not sure, we pray and we ask Him.
But if you find that you're, like, you know, if this is resonating for you and you're hearing, yeah, okay, this all sounds true, but you're having a hard time following through on it, it's probably because of those psychological wounds that I was describing that are undermining your ability to stand confidently in God's presence and know what He's asking you to do to make sure you're being your best self and challenging the people around you to be their best self as well. In which case, it would be important to get some help to heal those deeper wounds so that once those wounds are healed, you can divert that energy that's currently going into people-pleasing into actually living an authentic life and challenging the people around you to be authentic too. Rob, thank you so much for the call. I'm grateful that you were listening to EWTN Catholic Radio, and grateful that you felt like you could call in comfortably. And I hope that
you're welcome here every day.
Yeah, I hope that the answers we were giving you will set you down the road toward being able to let go of that people-pleasing and focus more on pleasing God. With that, we want to send out some congratulations to some radio EWTN radio partners.
We have two radio partners, Sports Faith International, serving Northern Illinois with two stations, is celebrating 12 years with us this week, and WKYRE. KYRE. I'm used to putting that on there.
Yeah.
104.1 in Mansfield, Texas, celebrates 11 years with us this week.
Congratulations to Angela Tomlinson and her team at Sports Faith Radio International, and Joel Rodriguez and his team at St. Jude Catholic Church, from all of us here at EWTN Radio. And folks, wherever you're tuning in to EWTN Catholic Radio, make sure you are supporting your local EWTN Catholic radio station, with your prayers for sure, but with your dollars as well. Let's keep EWTN radio going strong for decades to come so we can keep supporting you in living a more joyful, faithful, and abundant life. And again, congratulations to Angela Tomlinson and Joel Rodriguez for their great work building the kingdom of God through Catholic radio. And thanks to everyone who makes Catholic radio possible, especially you, our listeners. With that, it's time for our break and time for our scripture of the day, which comes to us from Galatians chapter 1, verse 10.
Am I now seeking the approval of man or of God? If I were still trying to please man, I would not be a servant of Christ.
You know, and this is St. Paul kind of really talking about exactly what we were just talking about with Rob.
Yeah.
Right, and talking through the whole show. You know, it's very tempting to focus on pleasing the people around us. You know, every time we do, we get a Scooby snack, right? People smile at us, or they say thank you, or tell us what a wonderful person we are. But sometimes we need to say things that are hard to say, or set boundaries that need to be set, because our ultimate job here is working for the ultimate good of the people around us, helping them be their best selves, helping them become what God created them to be in this life, and getting them to heaven in the next, and vice versa, right? And sometimes that requires us to risk other people's approval by saying the hard thing, by doing the difficult things, not because we want to be difficult or obnoxious, but because we really want to bring out the best in others. And I'll speak for myself. Sometimes I don't want people to bring out the best in me. I just want to be that potato on the couch doing my thing, you know?
We all have that tendency.
But anybody who loves me is going to challenge me to be my best self, and I you know, ultimately want to be grateful for that. And that's what St. Paul's really talking about here. When we give into that temptation to people please, we give up on our mission to be our best selves and to challenge others to be their best selves. And that's when we fail to be effective disciples of Christ. So let's not do that. Let's give up the disease to please instead and focus on pleasing God instead of the people around us. 877-573-7825. Today's show is titled Please Stop, as we talk about overcoming the disease to please. 877-573-7825. Back with more of your calls on how to overcome that temptation to try to make everybody happy all the time and be miserable while you're doing it. Stick around for more of your calls coming up right after this.
Feeling drained, anxious, or stuck in your relationships? You're not alone. I'm Lisa Popcheck from CatholicCounselors.com. Our team of Catholic pastoral counselors can help you find grace-filled, effective solutions for emotional struggles, stress, and relationship challenges. Discover how your faith can bring healing and peace to your heart and home. Visit CatholicCounselors.com today. Let us help your faith, life, and relationships flourish.
Advent is here, and Ave Maria Radio wants to walk beside you every day as we move towards the birth of Jesus. When you visit AveMariaRadio.net, you can join our Advent mission and receive short, powerful, and engaging daily videos that help you enter the mystery of the Incarnation with new clarity and devotion. Go to the slider at AveMariaRadio.net, sign up, and take your place in this joyful journey to the manger.
You like pizza? Me too. And for that, we can thank our friend, Tom Monahan. First, he starts with $900 and opens one pizza shop. Then it's worldwide, thousands of shops. But all this was just a warm-up for his greatest achievement yet. He built a university.
God inspired Tom to build up generations of men and women who have a hunger to reach the world for Christ. This place is Ave Maria University.
Visit avemaria.edu to see what's next.
When the need for senior care arises, home is where the heart is. Visiting Angels provides home care for mom or dad up to 24 hours per day, including personal care, meals, and light housework. You may select your professional caregiver with Visiting Angels. More information at visitingangels.com or at 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE. Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Well, Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today's show is titled, Please Stop, as we talk about the disease to please and how to overcome it. 877-573-7825.
Well, we want to take a question that Matt in Charlotte, North Carolina called in with. He had to go, but we want to answer that question, so I hope you're still listening, Matt. He said, I've been growing a lot in my faith over the last year. I've also been getting more involved with a lot of things in my church. Family members are texting me all the time saying that I'm neglecting them to not hang out and watch football or something like that. It's not that I don't give them time. It's that I'm not as interested in that stuff anymore. How do I deal better with family who demands that I give them so much time?
All right, Matt, thank you for the question. And, you know, there's sort of a both and to the answer here. So on the one hand, right, you're a new Christian, you're growing in your faith, and because of that, you do need that structure and then those supportive relationships with the people in the parish and being involved in parish activities and being involved in parish community service and, you know, those opportunities to grow in your faith and deepen your faith and build a social network that supports your faith is really important. And that's going to mean scaling back on some of the other relationships that you've had before.
Because we all only have 24 hours in any given day.
At the same time, I don't want you to forget about your family, even if you're not interested in the things or to the same degree that you used to be, before you came into the faith. Because, you know, that's an opportunity to, I'm going to use the word, mortification, right? We use this idea of mortification, and that's a big word. It sounds kind of ominous, but all it basically means is, you know, I appreciate that there is value in doing something I don't necessarily love, as long as it's working to bring out the best in others and the best in myself, right? So you might not like football as much as you used to, and maybe you don't, you know, and certainly. If they're asking you to go to every game and that means you or watch every game and then you can't go to your church activities
or
those things that support your faith.
If their idea of getting together and watching football is just, you know, drinking till the end of the day and watching, you know, four games in a row
and getting
on a given day,
that
is not meaningful connection with anyone.
But if going to watch a game with them that, you know, maybe you're not all that into it, but you don't really have anything else to do, and it's not a matter of, you know, I don't like it as much, but it's a matter of I'm choosing the relationship.
Right.
And I want to be here with them.
So, I mean, we can sit and watch football at this time of the year for 5, 6, 7, 8 hours on a given weekend day. Pick one game that you know matters to them. And say, hey, I can't be there all day, but I'll come for this game and hang out. What snacks do you need me to bring? As long as it's something that is not, like, just, as we said, just a drinking fest, go. Spend time with them. Enjoy that time with them. Hang out, laugh, cheer, groan. Do those things that make you all feel connected around that.
And I'll tell you what, it's okay to turn the tables here a little bit, too. You know, to say to them, well, you know, hey, I've got this thing at church. Would you like to come with me?
Yeah.
You know, because they'll
maybe not during the biggest game of the season.
No, but they're going to complain about, you know, well, we don't get as much time together. You're always doing that church stuff. They're, well, you're welcome to come with me if you like. I'm not saying this as a manipulative kind of a way. I'm saying this in a, you know, invite them to see what kind of relationship they really want to have. And if they don't want to participate in that, you can say, well, look, you know, I respect where you're at. You know, I respect that's not your thing. I just need you to respect where I am, and we'll just both figure out how we can meet up, you know, while we're respecting where each of us is. You know, if I will certainly do my best to show up for a few more things. If you ever would like to join me at any of the stuff at church, I would love to have you come with. But other than that, we just kind of have to respect that this is where we're at for right now.
Invite them to, like, the stuff that's interesting and fun. You know, like, you don't want to invite them just to Mass the first time. But if there's, especially to this time of year, there are so many extra lovely things that churches are doing that are very family-centric. Say, hey, we're doing this thing. It should be a lot of fun. How about we do that tonight after the game? Or it's on, you know, this particular day. How about we do this? And that way, too, A, you've left the door open, but also if they start to complain that you're not spending enough time with them, you can say, hey, well, I was at the game last week, and then I went and did this thing, and you didn't want to come. I get that, but it's not all on me.
So we had actually a different take on a similar question from Mark in Philadelphia, who actually sent an email to questions@moretoliferadio.com.
He says, I'm a husband and a father of five, and I'm really trying to serve God with my whole heart. I volunteer at my parish and in the community because I want to live out my faith and be a good Christian man. My wife is also a devout Catholic, but she's frustrated because she says I say yes to everyone except her and my kids. She accuses me of being gone too much and not making our family a priority. I feel torn, like I'm being forced to choose between my calling to serve versus keeping the peace in my home. How can I respect my wife's concerns without feeling like I'm letting God down? I feel really caught in the middle between my faith and my family life.
Mark, thank you so much for the question. You have a beautiful heart. Your motivations are totally pure. You've fallen into a common trap that a lot of Catholics fall into, and that's the idea of believing that only service outside the home counts for the Christian. That only if we are serving the parish or the community, that's the only way we're serving God. But somehow if we're serving our wife and children, that's selfish. Nothing could be further from the truth. In fact, the Church teaches that the most important work that lay people can do, especially married lay people, is build their domestic church. Because the domestic church is a brick that builds a civilization of love. St. John Paul talked about how as the family goes, so goes society, so goes the church, so goes the world.
And you and your wife are both Catholic, which means you're in a sacramental marriage. Everything you do in your marriage, in the children you're raising from your marriage, is part of your sacrament.
The work that you have to do to make your wife feel loved and attended to, the work you have to do to make your children feel loved and attended to, the work you have to do to create an orderly, loving, peaceful, joyful household, that is the most important ministry that you can do. Marriage and family life is a ministry in the eyes of the Church. And too many of us neglect that ministry because we think, well, that doesn't benefit anybody except me, and so that's selfish to focus on that. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to save the world for Jesus. There's nothing wrong with serving in the parish and serving in the community, but it has to be in a way that respects our primary sacramental vocation to marriage and family life. So, I want to validate you for your intentions and compliment you and affirm you and your beautiful heart of service and your love for the Lord. I just want to challenge you to not fall into that trap that so many Catholics fall into that believes that only service outside the domestic church counts. The most important thing you can do is build your domestic church. And then, what time you have left, after you've given your wife and your children what they need to thrive and to flourish and to build a thriving, flourishing Catholic household, that's what you can give to your parish and your community. And you might say, well, there's nothing left. Well, then there's nothing left.
There'll be something left when the children are raised. But your whole job is to be Christ to your wife and children and help them connect with God through your love, your care, your provision.
Seeing you
love them well shows them how God loves them.
If you were called to primarily serve the whole church, then you would have been called to the priesthood. But you weren't. You were called to this particular vocation, which is primarily about firing good, hard, solid bricks that build the civilization of God through building a strong domestic church. So I want you to really, listen to what God's saying to you through your wife. And I want to say that again. When our spouse challenges us, especially assuming that they are a devout Christian spouse, if our spouse is challenging us to grow or to change in some way, we need to kind of hear that as the voice of God talking to us, because God stuck us with this person, not just because he has a warped sense of humor, but because he's trying to say something. He's trying to say, look, I need you to grow in certain ways that you'd never grow if it wasn't for this person in your life or these kids in your life. God speaks to us through those people, and by working hard to meet those needs and respond to those concerns, we're growing in ways that God is challenging us to grow. So I want you to really listen to what your wife and kids are saying here, and begin praying with them about how you can serve in your domestic church, and as well as blessing the church as a whole, but really primarily through your witness of love to your wife and your kids in your home. We talk about this actually a lot on the Catholic Home app. That's Catholic H-O-M, stands for Households on Mission. You can download that, become a member of the Catholic Home community, and you can get coaching from Lisa and I and our whole team of pastoral counselors and coaches, plus get tons of creative resources to help you build your Catholic household on mission by downloading Catholic H-O-M today, wherever you get your apps. Of course, if you are struggling with this disease, to please, listeners, and you are looking for ways to heal those deeper wounds in graceful, faithful ways, reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com, where we'll hook you up with a faithful, professional Catholic counselor to help you transform your marriage, family, or personal life in the light of God's grace. That's CatholicCounselors.com. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time, remember that with God's grace, there is so much more to life.
To Life is a co-production of CatholicCounselors.com, Ave Maria Radio, and EWTN Radio, and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. For copies and downloads of this program and for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.